When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This episode of ASAP was sponsored by The Drop, where you can find all your latest in fashion, home, skate, and tech. Don't forget to enter code SHOWASAP at checkout for an additional 10% off your order at thedrop.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're very happy to be here this evening to honor a very wonderful man, a man which you all love so very much.
Started. Thank you for tapping into this episode of ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast. Make sure you follow ASAP on Twitter and Instagram at HearASAP. That is HearASAP. You can also stay connected by following and posting with hashtag HearASAP. And if you haven't already, please make sure you hit that subscribe button and don't forget to rate and give ASAP that 5-star rating. All right, Sean here with my co-host.
Italy,
let me ask you this question. I want to switch things over a bit. Okay, if you had the choice to have sex in front of your parents for $10 million or $10,000 a month for the next decade, what are you choosing?
Ooh.
$10,000 for the next 10 years, for the next decade, or $10 million to have sex in front of your parents, what are you choosing?
Okay, now, like,
you gotta turn our phones off.
Nigga, that's your phone. That's not mine. Mine's on vibrate. Yep. Shit, like, I think I'm gonna take the $10,000 a month.
$10,000 a month?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the $10,000
a month.
Instead of
$10 million, $10 million to have sex in front of your parents. $10,000 a month for the next 10 years, for the next decade.
Yeah.
You're taking a $10,000 a month.
I'm taking a $10,000.
You know, $10,000 a month for the next 10 years is what? A million and $1.2 million. I think that's my math. Versus $10 million.
Just up front. I mean,
sex in front of your parents.
Because me, dog, I mean, I know myself. I don't want $10 million. But like, is that getting taxed though up front? Is the $10 million getting taxed?
$10 million.
Just straight clean.
Cold hard cash.
Oh, and yeah. I'm taking the $10 million. I'm
thinking to have sex in front of your parents.
So the $10,000, that's, I gotta have sex in front of my folks too.
But yeah, nigga, you fuck, and your mom and dad is right there, like on some voyeur sicko shit, watching you fuck for $10 million.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. I think I'll do it too.
Yeah.
I know I would do it.
My dad would be like, nigga, if you don't do it, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I think my mom is.
See, the thing with my mom, like, so I would probably, like, if my mom's there, I'll probably try to give her some wine so she can fall asleep.
You said some wine?
Some wine or something to fall asleep or something like that in the middle of it, you feel me? So she don't have to really. You know, because that's kind of fucked up. You know, moms would be probably tripping. My pops would just be like.
I think both my parents would be like, nigga, you better go out there and give the performance of your life. Because you know what? It's going to benefit them.
Yeah, we all going to eat good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we all going. Yeah. It's going to be beneficial to the whole family. So they get it. They understand. They still love us.
I'm glad we made the same choice on that, because one of our followers, hit us up on Twitter and ask that question. So if you guys got any questions you want to ask us, any stupid questions, or just like some serious advice, you could always hit us up on social media, hashtag AskASAP. That's what we're going to use. We're going to roll with that if you guys want to ask us some questions. Just switching things up a bit. But speaking of the decade, what are your 10 top albums of the decade?
I give you my number 10 and you give your number 10? Is that how we gonna ride?
Yeah, I mean, Because I got my list, man.
Who's your number 10? Who you rocking
okay,
with?
Okay, so I'm going first. So I'm going to give you all 10, or am I going to give them one? I'm going to give you all 10?
No, let's,
okay,
let's,
okay, no, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you all 10. This is in random order, and I am going to let you interject or let you add your opinion or whatever. And I'm going to give you my 10, and I'm going to give you a reason why I picked these 10. Okay. So
they're in, you're going off in random order, or you're going
random order.
Okay.
I don't think one is greater than others. So I picked, for this is cliche too, I picked Beyonce. Her album came out in December of 2013. The best song on the album is XO to me. I picked that album. I mean, sonically, it's Beyonce. I think it's one of her, I think it's her best project actually. And just sonically, it's a great album. And it changed the game how she released the album. You know what I mean? We woke up one day in December. Not woke up. It came up around 9 o'clock. She just dropped it on iTunes.
Yeah, she put that shit all up in everybody's face. It was just like, here. Nigga, here's a full pie of some brand new Beyonce. I know you wasn't ready for it, but.
Out of nowhere.
Voila.
Right before the holiday. That changed the game. That was powerful. It was dope. She gave us a visual and a fucking. A visual to every song in a complete album. And I mean, my boys is on there. Timberland, Pharrell, you know, did the bulk of the album. Ryan Tedder did XO. The visuals was amazing. It just changed. And then just how she, the rollout, how she, you know, nobody has done that since. I mean, people tried to roll out visual albums and stuff, but they just didn't hit as hard as Beyonce's. But I think that that really changed. That made the record execs, the industry, and just the consumer kind of like, oh, shit. How it just popped out. It came out of nowhere. You know what I mean? It dominated the charts for the following year of 2014. It was just an amazing. I mean, I could go on and on.
So you think that was like that kind of set the bar for like.
Oh, rollouts? Yeah, definitely. It set the bar. It changed. Mm-hmm. It changed the game. It set the bar. I mean, it just solidified. We already knew she was great anyway, but it just further solidified her impact in music and in culture as a artist, as a black woman, a mother, a wife, as a Beyonce. Yeah, it was, you know, but let me go to the next one. I picked number 2, Kendrick Lamar, Damn. That came out in April of 2017. Mm-hmm. That was dope, man. I think that, I mean, I know I fuck with Kendrick. He's from the city. We're from the same place.
Mm-hmm.
He just dope. It was just dope. It was just a dope album. The production was dope. You know, some standout joints on that was DNA. The video was dope as fuck. You know what I mean? His videos from this album kind of reminded me a lot of Missy Elliott videos with Dave Myers with the over-exaggerated cartoony type of concepts and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But Kendrick Lamar lyrically, you know what I'm saying? Like I said before, he rides that line of commercial lyricism, hip hop. He does it really, really well. And he does that visually too as well. Just dope. So Damn, that's my second. I picked Justin Timberlake 2020. That came out in March 2013.
Ooh, I forgot all about that one.
Yeah, man. Y'all sleep. Justin, people be giving Justin credit. He in the studio cooking up something now. I seen him with Meek Mill back with, I mean, he never left Timberland and Pharrell, but that album, 2020, I mean, double album. Again, produced by Timberland. Just amazing shit. You know what I mean? I think he's one of the greatest of all times. I know you guys gonna hate me for that, but.
Wait. Greatest of all time.
The greatest of all time, Justin Timberlake. That's just, I'm not
just singer or just all
overall,
around?
Just overall, all around. Singer, performer, songwriter. I mean, he's just dope, man. Like he puts out quality work. He doesn't, when you don't have to put out an album every year or every 2 years or even every 3 to 4 years and you drop one and it sells and it does its numbers and the reception is critically acclaimed, you're a real artist. You know what I mean? He's not like the other guys that has to release some shit to stay relevant all the time. He's an actual star. So Justin Timberlake, let me go to the next one though. We'll go back to that later.
I don't know. That's a bold claim.
Justin Timberlake, I'm not backing down from that one. I picked Jay-Z Magna Carta. That came out July 2013.
Let me guess, because Justin's on there.
I'm not going to get too much detail on that one. We already know what it is with Jay-Z.
And JT.
I mean, you can't have a top 10 list of anything without Jay-Z.
Nah, facts. In facts. A
top 10 list, you know what I mean? I do think that album was whack, though. Which one he came out with?
The last one? The 444.
What was it called?
444.
Yeah, he could have. That was. I didn't like that.
You didn't like 444?
It was cool, but it was like. It just, I didn't listen to it. I listened to it like the first month it came out, and I didn't go back and listen to it.
Is that because you didn't like the producers that worked on this track? On this project?
I'm so used to hearing a type of Jay-Z sound, and I think that that's probably why. Wow, I didn't even think about that like that.
That's exactly.
Oh, you're smart, man. See, this is why you are a right-hand man. I didn't think about that. Oh, shit.
I'm noticing a pattern with you, Sean.
Oh, wow.
I'm noticing a pattern with you, bro.
I like artists who have sounds like who have I like a sound. I like an artist. I listen to an artist. I listen to any type of artist, and they have a sound that matches. I just like a sound. I like to identify with it. I like to hear music, just a beat, and I'm like, okay, this is a Jay-Z song, or this is a Tim song, or this is a Nas song, or a Lady Gaga song, just by the music. And then, sure enough, you know, the vocal happens, and you're like, okay, I knew this was. I like that. I like to identify music like that.
Yeah, I know you was a Magna Carta ass nigga. I know you was a Magna. everything, but just knowing you,
yeah.
Just knowing you as far as the whole thing goes with that project, how it rolled out,
and like yeah, that just, rollout was amazing.
I know, like I'm starting to. The more I hang around you, bro, like the more I'm starting to pick up little shit, like as far as your taste making and everything that goes into. A lot of your choices with different things, and I really kind of figured you was going to have Magna Carta.
I do love a good rollout. I love a good promotional rollout. I like the traditional album rollout. I like the fucking innovative rollout. Because I remember when Jay-Z rolled out this Magna Carta, he had to fucking deal with Samsung.
Yeah, and everybody was trying to, and like, who the fuck? Who was really trying to, you know what I'm saying, with Samsung? Like, who was really?
I think he did something with that though. Like, he would like I was. It was like a million. I can't believe I remember this too.
It was the streams.
It was like a million before it even released.
Yeah,
like pre-orders or some shit.
Yeah.
And even though I wasn't one of those Samsung people, I appreciated the innovation of the rollout and just the thought. You know what I mean? And the tech aspect behind it. I thought that was just dope. And then, of course, you know, the production on Magna Carta, Timberland and Pharrell had some joints on there, Just Blaze. It was just dope. I like the album cover. I like the fucking visuals that he provided for that album. It was just dope. So that was Jay-Z. That was my number four, Magna Carta. So my number five is Dumb Blonde. Are you familiar with Dumb Blonde?
Dumb Blonde. No, I'm not.
It's kind of underground. It was an independent release, Dumb Blonde. So Dumb Blonde, if you guys are listening and you guys, I feel like a lot of my followers probably are a lot of my listeners may know who this is because I kind of talked about it over the years. So Dumb Blonde is Aubrey O'Day and Shannon Beck from Danny D. Kane, the Two White Girls. And they broke off and did a group. Like it was like a white Changing Faces. Remember Changing Faces?
Yeah, I remember Changing Faces.
So the album was hard. The rollout was dope for it to be an independent project. The rollout was perfect. It was seamless. They had a little tour. They had like five visuals that came out when they dropped it. The visuals were dope. The production was hard. The production was hemmed by them joints from Compton and Candice Pillay. Candice Pillay is from South Africa. So it was just dope. It was a sound. It was a adult pop music type of new wave, R&B. It was just dope. It was a dope album, Dumb Blonde. So you guys check that out.
Dumb
the
Blonde.
Visual is very visual and everything. May not be your type of music, Atali, but it
yo, was but I'm shit. Always, I'm open. You feel me? Like I'm always open ears and, you know. I'm,
check it out.
If you put me on to some shit I ain't
okay,
on. Then,
so yeah, it's a dope album, Dumb okay. Blonde. Okay. So that was my number five. My number six is Snoop Dogg, Bush, that came out in May 2015. That was just a fun, great album. I mean, Snoop Dogg, he from the West. Pharrell did the whole album, of course.
This Nick, yo.
And some people will argue and say that the whole album sounds like one big song. And it probably does, but it was just a good listening album. It was something to cruise to. Pharrell did his thing on the album. Of course, Snoop did his thing on. Snoop is just dope as fuck. Snoop can't do no wrong to me.
Was JT on that album too?
I mean, what happened?
Was JT on that album
Justin
too?
Justin Timberlake was on the album. Gwen Stefani, T.I., Charlie Wilson.
I hope y'all need to get, y'all need to fucking come on and get interviewed by Sean already. Okay? Because this is like, it don't get any better with this. Y'all need to come through and sit down and have a talk with me and Sean, man, so we can.
Definitely, you know, man. What I'm saying? Really? Get them in the studio. You can't. Yeah. You guys can't smoke in the studio, and you niggas that come up here, don't be bringing 100 people with you because they would not let you in. But yeah, the Snoop Bush that came out 2015, just a dope album. One of my favorite videos. You know, I play around with a lot of like CGI and After Effects and what else do I do? Oh, video editing. So I edit videos basically. So one of his videos on his album, So Many Pros, the video is pretty dope. It's editing. It's very, whatever. Just check it out. So Many Pros, Snoop Dogg, dope album. So that was my number. What number was that? Five?
Five, yeah.
Okay, so my number six was, I should leave this last, I'm going to leave that one last. So my number six was Beck Hyperspace. That just came out in November 2019. I was in England when that came out, in the UK. That came out in November. Right after my birthday. Beck is dope. He's another one from LA. I've always liked Beck. I liked Beck since Loser. Just dope album. Again, produced by Pharrell. But it's just a dope, innovative album. I sound like a fucking fool. It's dope. Beck is dope, though. People who know me know I've been fucking with Beck since the beginning of time. Album's dope. It's just a mood. It's very moody. It's very, I like his voice, man. I like Beck. I've been fucking with Beck forever. Number six, or what number am I on? Number seven, Miguel Kaleidoscope Dreams, that came out September 12th. Okay, so the trend I've noticed, I didn't even notice this until I wrote this all down. All the people are from LA. Miguel's from LA too. Kaleidoscope Dreams, though, 2012. Just dope, man. The best song, Adorn, is one of those, that's like a top 10 non-related song of all time of mine. Yeah. Favorite of mine. Miguel, he produced that too. He wrote and produced it. Just a dope album, Miguel Kaleidoscope Dreams. Kind of alternative R&B. It was just, it's an innovative album. He got his own sound, you know what I mean?
I fuck with it. Miguel's just dope, man. Yeah.
And I hate to say, I hate when people say he don't get his credit or he's underrated. I don't know if he, I think he's fine the way he is, because I think people who are in the industry, they recognize his talent and, you know, they recognize his music. All his shit is critically acclaimed. Miguel's just dope. Kaleidoscope Dreams. Let me speed up. They're wrapping this up. Okay, am I did it all. Okay, so my last album. Oh, okay. J. Cole, Forest Hill.
Yeah.
J. Cole.
I was waiting because I know you. You know what I'm saying? I know.
That was September 11th, too. That just changed the game. That kind of, I think when people was losing hope, him and Kendrick, I said this in a previous episode, just changed the game. Just fresh hip hop, you know, and again, he writes and produces, obviously he writes his shit, but he produces all his own work too. So like, and he's from fucking North Carolina. So that kind of threw me off a little, because he got like an East Coast vibe, but I just culturally, sonically, it was just a dope, solid project. And at the time it came out too, September 2011, it was very, I don't know what was going on around that time, but it was a significant time where there was like a shift in hip hop. Okay, so yeah, it's J. Cole. I don't know the name of the songs, so I'm having a brain fart. But of course, then the last one, and this is cliche, Nipsey Hussle, Victory Lap, February 2018. Everybody's from LA except Jay-Z, Dumb Blonde, Justin Timberlake, and Beyonce. And J. Cole, okay, so half is from LA. But yeah, Nipsey Hussle, Victory Lap. Last time that I checked, Double Up, of course. I think Double Up is probably one of the best songs. I think Double Up, you know Double Up?
Yeah.
That song is dope as fuck. I like Dom Kennedy a lot. People talk shit about him. But I like Dom Kennedy. The production on that was dope. The fucking belly on that was dope. I mean, the video, the visual, everything about that song is dope. Double Up. And last time I checked, was a dope shit. Was a dope song too. And just, you know, I mean, I think that I could have a whole Nipsey episode because, you know, I'm from LA, so I was around Nipsey and shit like that. But just the time it came out, the timing, sonically was a good album. I don't think it was his best work ever, but I just think like everything that encompassed the timing and the project and the rollout and, you know,
it was definitely LA. Yeah. I'm not from here, and I really feel like LA vibe and energy every time I bump Nip. And I felt the same way about Victor Villa. I mean, it's not one of my picks, but I agree with you about the feel and the vibe of that.
Dedication was a dope song too.
Yeah.
I think the Nipsey Victory Lap is more of a like the, just the timing and what happened and the legacy and the LA and the vibe and, you know, and then the anticipation of his first studio album too. His first and his only studio album. What I hope they don't, so that was my 10, but what I hope they don't do, we could literally do a whole episode about Nipsey Hussle. I hate when niggas die and they try to piece together some music.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope they don't do this with Nipsey Hussle. I kind of feel like they are because I was reading. They had like 40 songs. They had 40 songs for the album. And he was going to release another project by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But if he recorded 40 songs and had 40 songs for this album, that means that there's a lot of uncut, unmastered work. And I hope that they don't. I hope who's ever in charge of his estate don't. I don't. Then these niggas, how these niggas record music too. I don't know. But anyway, that's a whole another episode. But that was my 10, man. I have some honorable mentions. My honorable mention. So I have, and I don't know if I liked it, and I've been putting this a lot on my Instagram lately. I don't know if I made this an honorable mention. Okay, I made an honorable mention sonically. It's my favorite album from her. Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded. I mean, she held down the female rap game for, you know, the last decade. We got to give that to her. The production on the album was dope. She was creative. Of course, the visuals she provided for that album.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the production, her, you know, doing that pop shit was dope. Then fucking flowing. You know, she was just dope. That was dope. That was my honorable mention. But I don't know about. So that's an honorable mention, though. That's not my top 10. I like Tinashe, so In Case We Die. That came out in February 2012. That was dope to me. I like Lady Gaga, Born This Way. I don't know if I like that because of the cultural impact that Lady Gaga had. You know,
so you don't have her on there on your list at all, Lady Gaga?
Wait, say it again?
You don't have Lady Gaga on your list? She's an honorable mention?
She's an honorable mention. And that's more so because of the impact of what she's done, you know, all the records she sold and shit like that. And just the sound of pop music, making pop music fun again and shit with the stupid costumes and shit and the videos and the money she's putting into her visuals and stuff. That was dope seeing that. With Lady Gaga. And then, like, Drake. I didn't know what Drake album to pick, but Drake definitely owned, you know, the
decade. Wow.
But I kind of feel like with Drake, kind of...
Not one album? You didn't even mention him.
So this is the issue with Drake. This is the issue I have with Drake.
Okay.
I say this a lot on my Instagram with a lot of... if you guys are not following me on Instagram, follow me at Sean Allen Live. But a lot of artists and producers and songwriters... They make the same songs over and over and over and over and over. And that's what Drake has done. Drake has made the same, his albums kind of like J. Cole. That's why I couldn't name a song. They kind of all run together, concurrent.
Yeah, I'm not like a super diehard Drake fan.
But Drake does his thing though. Drake is good. Drake is dope, man. Drake makes good fucking music. Drake makes the amazing five songs over and over and over and over and over and over. He's been doing that for the past 10 years.
I mean, every artist has some type of formula that they follow.
Definitely, but like it's, I mean,
I don't know. I feel like I get what you're saying, but I don't really. I feel like, and that's gonna go on my. I'm not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my list isn't like Drake, but he had some albums that can withstand, you know, some time. Like, some full albums that I think that could really go.
So, what's the best Drake album to you?
Well, I mean, do you want me to give you my list?
I
mean,
I like
list?
Scorpion. I enjoyed Scorpion.
Nah. For me,
Thank Me Later was dope.
Thank Me Later.
Timberland did that song on that album.
So do I just go into my list, or do you want
yeah,
me
go
just
into
to...
Yeah, go into your list. All right.
So, fuck it. Since we, you know what I'm saying? So, I kind of ranked my albums kind of in order. I was kind of torn because I listen to a lot of different genres of music, and, you know, I like R&B the most outside of, you know, hip hop and everything like that. But, so fuck it. I didn't put them in any particular order. I just went down from, you know, what I like the most, from at least starting off from, you know, the least to what I like the most. So, start off with Black Messiah by D'Angelo and the Vanguard.
That's a good one. Gets a little boring at times, but
yeah, but you know, I felt excited because, you know,
the impact and
yeah, that time, and you know, he went on a hiatus, man. I was just like, yo, where the fuck is D'Angelo? And I think that was a good moment, you know what I'm saying, for R&B and soul. And it came out in 2014, but one of the songs on that project that really stood out to me was 1,000 Deaths. Very powerful intro. Fred Hampton's on there. You can hear some things that he's saying that's being quoted on the end, like the kind of like the beginning stages of the song. Khalil Abdul Muhammad, he's on there speaking some powerful words and some powerful truths that really, you know, kind of shook me and woke me up. And yeah, man, that project to me was just like perfect for like the vibe of Black Renaissance, kind of like coming into the like I really like it. Was powerful. It moved me, bro. It really had me thinking and really like questioning.
I wish he would have and D'Angelo's not that type of artist for me to say this, but I wish he would have like toured or like gave us like visuals, or you know what I mean. I wish it was like some type of more interaction.
Yeah,
more interactive. But I guess he doesn't have to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I totally agree. I wanted more from it. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to really, and maybe there is some type of, maybe there is some type of link or something that I haven't really, you know, came across, but I really enjoyed that project, and it really like sparked a lot of conversation. It just had me like up and like really researching this shit. You feel me? After that, I had Nostalgia/Ultra by Frank Ocean.
Okay.
Came out 2011. Novocaine.
That was my shit.
Novocaine was like one of those songs where everyone and their mom had a fucking remix to it.
That changed the game.
It's Novocaine really like
Frank Ocean when he first came out. That was like, oh shit.
The lyrics in the song is just like, if that shit don't hit you, it makes you just really think. You just start thinking like, damn, like
I liked I can't wait to fuck you in the garden.
Oh yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
You know Brandy sung backup on that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So when you listen to it, it's like, oh shit. I found that out.
I know that.
10 years later too. And I look, so when I listen to a song, I'm like, I'm listening to a new song all over again. So I'm listening to it. I'm like listening for Brandy. I'm like, oh shit. She was in the background. Yeah, she's in the background of that song.
That's wild. Now I'm going to play that song as soon as I get up out of here and see and listen. So yeah, that was my, one of my favorite tracks off that project. Just the subject matter is crazy. You feel me? Just there's certain things that when I moved to LA, I really felt this vibe that I was getting from Novocaine. Like, yeah, it really spoke to me. You feel me? So my next selection was Control by SZA.
Okay. TDE, I like, shout out to TDE.
Yeah, TDE, you know, West Coast. SZA, man, I mean, besides her vibe is way chill. And as you can see, like, my first three selections is, you know, it's kind of laid back type of, you know, vibe and
bring your
scene.
Sleeping bag.
Yeah. And that project came out 2017, Control, and my favorite track off that joint was Garden. Say It Like That.
Okay.
You know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, keep it positive. She's dope. I really don't. She's dope.
That's cool.
So, hey, like, so my thing with SZA is,
what's
like,
his thing, dog?
She came out around this time with these. I picked Janae over SZA. I feel like I couldn't have both of them, so I picked Janae over SZA. And I feel like that, like, even though Janae's been out,
but they kind of fall in that same,
yeah, you know what
that
I mean,
lane. You
so
know
I feel like the push for both of them came at the same time, and I picked one. I couldn't have both of them.
I just think that Control project was just like,
that was dope though. It changed the game.
It really, I mean, from a visual aspect too. Yeah. She has a very soulful fairy tale type of vibe. You feel me? And I like the end of that song. She had her mom on there.
I actually enjoyed that video that Solange directed of hers.
Which one did she she directed? What? What the fuck? Wait.
My niece used to sing that. What's that? The Weeknd song.
Oh, okay.
Solange
did
that video. The video was stupid, but I liked it.
Yeah, it was, you know, a little catchy, little quirky, little cute little video.
They played that shit out.
And they play everything out nowadays,
that
bro.
Was dope, though. That was a good. I actually did enjoy that song, and I enjoyed the one with Travis Scott. Was it one?
Oh, I need.
Yeah, that was dope.
Mm-hmm. Bro, it's a good. Control was a dope project. One of my, I liked it. You feel me? That was just, it was for me. Speaking of Solange, it's funny you mentioned that because I have Solange is my next pick with Seat at the Table.
That's a dope album.
That whole album, bro, the fact that she had Master P on there, yeah, during interludes, really spitting that knowledge.
I love
gems.
Fucking conceptual albums.
Yeah. And that whole, everything with the visuals and just it was like, bro, it was definitely for us. Like, this album, yeah, was definitely for us. And I was just like,
and she took her time, man.
Oh yeah, she definitely took her time.
Yeah,
with this shit.
I enjoyed that.
A lot of thought went into this project. And one of my favorite songs on there is Mad, featuring Lil Wayne.
Yeah, yeah, that was dope.
Cause it's letting us know, like, yo, it's okay to be mad. Like, being mad isn't a bad thing.
Right, right.
You know, especially what's been going on right now with everything and just, you know, America and across the world, bro. It's a lot of crazy shit going on. So it's just like, there's going to be a lot of things that's going to make you mad, and it's fine. That's a perfectly normal emotion to have. And I fucked with that project. My next one is Forest Hill Drive by J. Cole. That came out 2014.
Oh, shit. J. Cole get a star.
You already know, bro. You feel me? Like, I rock with J. Cole. That whole project from top to bottom, it was a mood. It was like I felt like he took me to Forest Hills Drive. Not to sound corny or nothing, but I felt like I was in the car with this nigga ride to his neighborhood. You feel me? Just because the way the storytelling went. And it's certain songs. One of my favorite songs is Fire Squad. I could relate to that song so much. And the hook, it was the hook that caught me. Nigga, why you acting like a hoe? Know that I'ma ride for you either way it go. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like, tell me, girl,
that brings back a memory.
Bro, like that hook, the hook to that song and just what he's saying is just like, it make you just like want to go get that shit, bro. It make you really lock in and key in. So I could relate to that song so much trying to, because you know, it's hard being a creator, bro, like trying to balance relationships and really still cater to what you love to do and putting that time and energy in it. So you know,
that's bringing back a vivid memory.
Yeah,
that whole J. Cole album. Don't drink and drive, people.
No, do not drink and drive, please. Just call Uber or Lyft or have one of the homies drive you. So my next choice is Anti by Rihanna. That came out 2016. That whole project, the production, you feel me? Like, Rihanna be talking that real shit from both perspectives. And
what's your favorite song there?
I like Work.
Okay, that was dope.
Yeah, Work.
That's not my favorite Rihanna album, but that's a dope album. Timbo got a song there too.
Oh my god, this nigga. Timbo, come up here and talk to this nigga Sean, please. Y'all need to come up here and let us just go ahead and knock out an interview real quick.
What's your favorites on that Rihanna album?
Work, Same Old Mistakes.
That's dope. Same Old Mistakes.
You
know the original of that?
Yeah. Tame Impala. Yeah. I like that original, but I just feel like, you know, I don't know, yo. It just sounded great on that album. Like, it just meshed well with the project.
You know what's funny about that? That album is critically acclaimed. I'm sorry to cut you off. That's everybody's favorite album. Anti. How do you say anti or anti?
Anti.
Anti. That's everybody's like favorite album of all time, Rihanna album, whatever. But I just don't feel like they gave. I wanted the album to be more like visual or more. I kind of feel like they didn't promote it, even though it was a huge album, a huge success. I feel like it was successful because of the product and because of, you know, Rihanna. People fuck with Rihanna. She's one of the greatest. But I feel like something was missing about like that promotional rollout or something. I don't know. It just, to me, it deserved more. I like to Kiss It better. You guys let that flop. That was, she's not on fucking, you can't put that shit on Instagram. You know, you play the music on Instagram.
Yeah.
None of Rihanna's shit come up. But anyway, what's your next one?
For real?
What's your next one? None of it come
That's
up.
That's fucked up.
Oh, it was her, that was a different album for her because she wasn't on Stargate. Stargate wasn't on the album. So all those Rihanna albums kind of sound the same until that album, Anti, because she worked with the same producers on most of all her albums. Mm-hmm. All her number one songs except Work were produced by my Norwegian brothers, Stargate. Mm. But what's your next one? I'm a music nerd.
Yeah, that makes sense, though. No, that makes sense. My next one was Watch the Throne by Kanye and Jay.
Yeah.
2011. You already know. You already know what track on there that you
what?
Know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Niggas in Paris.
Oh, of course.
Oh, you already know.
That was dope.
Nigga, that's the song. They did that shit, what? They performed it 11 times in Paris.
Yeah.
And they had like, they set the record, but Travis Scott just recently, he broke the most songs played, performed back to back. He did like Goosebumps, I think 15 times. He performed that shit 15 times during one set. Yeah, that shit was crazy. But Watch the Throne, yeah. Ye and Jay, Niggas in Paris. I mean, that shit just always gets me hype. You know what I'm saying? I wake up to that in the morning, go handle my biz. My next choice will be on what, number three? I'm going to go with Damn.
Who?
Damn.
Kendrick Lamar. Oh, star next to Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, bro. That shit won a Pulitzer. You feel me? So that was real big in hip hop. And for that to that's just some shit that's like historic, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? Once, like, when I found that out, dog, it was like, wait a minute, what? Like, he really changed. Like, that just brought a whole different perspective to hip hop and just
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. It kind of made, like, it kind of. What's you know, I mean, hip hop is already mainstream, but that Pulitzer Prize that he won for that, right?
Yeah.
It kind of, I'm trying to say if I'm saying it right, it kind of like further solidified, you know, black music and hip hop and, you know what I mean? The black message. I mean, I don't know, just, yeah, that was, I understand the significance of that.
Then after that, I got Kanye, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. That was one of my favorite ones.
That when came did that out, come out?
2011.
Okay.
Yeah, it came out 2011. One of my favorite tracks on there was Monster.
Of course, that's one of Nicki's dopest verse.
Yeah, she bodied
that. She killed
that
song. Yeah. That was her song.
She bodied it.
Yeah.
She bodied it. You know, she held her own on there. You feel me? She really held it down. And my number one, Good Kid, Mad City.
Oh, K-Dot. Wow. Kendrick gets two.
Yeah. I gave him two. It was a tie between that and Nothing Was the Same for me. It was kind of like, not gridlock, but I think both albums can withstand the test of time. Just because in their own right, I could listen to both from start to finish, bro, because they were just so smoothly ran and the way they put everything together, it was dope. And on Good Kid, Mad City, my favorite track was Sing About Me.
Okay.
Yeah, that whole thing was just like, I felt that. I feel like every black man in America who grew up in the hood or knew somebody that grew up in the hood can relate to that track. And it really, like, I can see the picture that he was painting with that in his words, just the whole thing. And I fucked with that. And my tiebreaker with Nothing Was the Same was All Me, Drake, Big Sean, 2 Chainz. That's On Me.
That's a song, not an album.
No, it's a song, but it was tied. Nothing Was the Same, and Good Kid, Mad City was a tie. So I'm giving you my. They were number one. Yeah, both. They were both my favorite ones.
At
number one.
Yeah, I just
gave you. I gave you.
Nothing Was the Same with your Drake album.
That was the album. Yeah, that was tied. That was what, you know, he's like looking out in the clouds or some shit. His head in the clouds. Yeah. That project. And Good Kid, Mad City. I had them both. It was like gridlock. Okay.
I didn't know we were able to do that.
I mean, I didn't know we were doing honorable mention. So I just, that shit came out of nowhere. So I just, you know, hit you with a surprise tie at the end.
So that's your 10?
That's my 10.
Give us your list of your 10.
Okay. Black Messiah by D'Angelo and the Vanguard. Nostalgia / Ultra, Frank Ocean. Controlled by SZA. Seat by the Table by Solange, Forest Hills Drives by J. Cole, Anti by Rihanna, Watch the Throne by Kanye West, Jay-Z. Wait a minute, hold up. Yeah. Okay. Damn by Kendrick. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye. And Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick. And with the tie, I don't care. Changed my mind. It's nothing was the same by Drake.
So that's your 10.
That's my 10.
Okay, my 10. Mines are not in order. Mines are not in order in ranking. These are just my 10. I got Justin Timberlake 2020, Beyonce, the Beyonce self-titled album, Kendrick Lamar, Dumb Blonde, self-titled, Jay-Z Magna Carta, Beck Hyperspace, Snoop Dogg, Bush, Nipsey Hussle, Victory Lap, Miguel, Kaleidoscope Dreams, and J. Cole, Forest Hill. That's my 10. And, you know, we both have the honorable mentions. You know what I thought about when I was making this list, when I had to do this little homework?
Mm.
We actually did have some good music that came out over this past decade. Some dope music that's going to stand the test of time, and that's going to... This was actually harder than what I thought it was going
to be. I was trying to put, like, House of Balloons, The Weeknd.
Yeah.
That shit, bruh. I wanted it. I wanted to put it on here, but it was just, I was just like, there's so many other fucking albums I could name.
Right.
That was up there with The Weeknd. You feel me? It's a lot, bro.
Yeah, we actually had some some dope, solid projects that came out this past decade. So, I mean, music, real music is still here. Dope music is still here. You could still purchase and listen to whole albums, whole projects. You can still enjoy them. You know what I mean? The digital age and streaming did change the way we consume music and the way certain artists make music. But, you know, here we are looking back on the 10 best albums to us over this last decade. And, you know, it was some good, solid shit. Some of these artists that's been out, you know, Jay-Z, you know, has been out, you know, for what, over two decades. And I think that Magna Carta is one of his top five albums. You know what I mean? Beyonce's been out for a long time. You know what I mean? If you've been fucking with Kendrick Lamar's been out for a long time. Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
You got to think about, and bro, like, we didn't even fucking soundtracks, bro. There's some dope fucking soundtracks.
What's a dope soundtrack that came out this decade?
Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay.
You like The Lion King?
No, definitely. Black Panther was hard. You know what I mean? TDE. Shout out TDE. Top dog. But,
you didn't fuck with Lion King soundtrack?
Nah. I didn't get into it. That's the one with the Beyonce stuff. Yeah. It was cool and fun the first time I listened to it. And I loved it the first time, but I never went back and listened to it again. And Pharrell did some shit on that too. I don't know why I didn't. I think I would have liked it if Beyonce. Oh shit, the Beehive's gonna attack us. I think I would have enjoyed that Lion King album if Beyonce wasn't on it. And I think I didn't like the Lion King. I was unable to consume that Lion King album because that's not what I wanted from Beyonce.
So you heard it first, Beehive. Don't, just follow Sean.
No, if y'all attacked me, you were the flea hive, not the beehive.
You didn't hear it from Vitaly. You heard it from Sean. You heard it from Sean live. So if you're going to attack anybody, just know attack the dude with the hat, not me.
I didn't, that's not what I wanted from Beyonce. So I didn't. I think if somebody else was, if a random bitch was on it, I would have probably enjoyed it. Beyonce sounded great on the album, and Beyonce did her thing on the album, and the visual, the spirit song, and the little Blue Ivy feature and stuff like that. But that's not what I wanted from Beyonce at that time.
Did you like the Star Is Born soundtrack?
I like that Lady Gaga song. That song was dope. And I didn't like that when it first came out. I liked it towards the end, when it was like dying down. That was actually good. That's a good soundtrack, actually.
Dang.
Lady Gaga could sing, so. But it's not about Lady Gaga.
It's about Justin Timberlake and Pharrell.
Yeah,
and Timberland.
This is a whole different episode. I could dedicate an episode to Pharrell and Timberland.
There's so many other dope producers though.
Over the years, what happened?
You forgetting, it's a lot of other dope producers, bro.
Oh, yeah, but they don't last as long.
You fuck with Mike Dean? You fuck with Mike Dean?
Mike Dean?
Mike Dean.
I mean, nah. I know a few songs here and there, I'm sure we do. He probably got a few number one songs, but it just don't last as long. You know what I mean? And I just don't think that they're innovative. So I don't know if Pharrell's innovative. I mean, that's a discussion we could have, but Timberland's definitely innovative.
Didn't Pharrell get hit with like a crazy lawsuit for like?
Yeah, he stole that. I mean, not stole. He
was inspired.
Inspired. Oh, okay. That Marvin Gaye song. I said
no. It was some shit. I think something happened with Neptunes. He was with the Neptunes. He had some shit that happened.
No Pharrell slander though.
No,
but it's the same shit with Pharrell. I mean, he makes the same five songs over and over and over. I think Timberland is innovative though. I think Timberland is the one who pushes boundaries, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, so oh yeah, I like, I mean, No ID is dope. I like Tim Joints is dope. who else I fuck with, other producers and songwriters. I mean, J. Cole is dope. I wish J. Cole did more like outside production. I think Miguel is a dope producer when he does his own shit. What's the guy's name that did the fucking Double Up? And Kendrick Lamar loved, what's his name, Teddy Hilton or something like that?
Yeah.
I think he's dope as fuck. So there's a lot of songwriters and producers that came up in this last decade who, you know, are innovative and who pushes boundaries and at the same time have their own sound. So it's not always about Pharrell and Timbaland. I just like Pharrell a lot and Timbaland a lot because they just do.
Nah, they fucking dope as fuck. They are legends. So yeah, nah, I agree. They always fuck shit up.
Yeah, that was our 10, man. I'm sure we're gonna get a lot of feedback from this because, and another dope thing too. We both got diverse tastes of music. So that's because I did not expect that list from you at all.
No,
I didn't expect. I expected more like the Insane Clown Posse.
Get the fuck out of here.
Horrorcore type of music. Tech N9ne and shit. I expected that type of stuff.
I'm Tech N9ne, nah. But I honestly, bro, like, this list was so, yo, everybody's listening. This shit, I'm trying to tell you, this list it was annoying to try to make this list. To narrow it down to 10, because I started off with like 30. And I had to keep going back and revisiting my list. And it was just like, I couldn't wrap my finger around it. But I figured it out. And 10 was cool. But I honestly got like 50. But
the homework was about to be named 10 albums this decade that came out in each year. But that would have been, this was actually a lot of work.
No, it definitely was.
Yeah, so, but, you know, again, dope music is still made, and, you know, there's real artists out there that's putting out dope product. So just because, you know, we could stream shit, we could steal music, we don't have to steal it anymore. I don't know if they're getting paid for this or not. You know how that shit work out, the royalties and stuff with the streaming?
I do. It all depends on certain stream numbers and the percentages and, It's broken down different for each platform. It's, okay. It's all about being strategic.
But they're not making as much money as they were back in the day. I mean, I know this. I mean, we all know this. But so what I'm saying, though, the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, these artists that we love are still out here doing the work of the Lord with providing us with good quality product.
Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Please keep dropping dope. Different type of shit, because that's what we need right now. 2020, yo, like, for some reason, Sean, I feel like it's gonna be crazy year for art and just for everyone, all the creatives out there and the artists. It's gonna be nuts.
Definitely, man. I'm looking forward to seeing what is in store for this next decade. 2020 to 2030 is crazy. Cars supposed to be fine by now. But, you know, if any artists, including yourself, Atali, listen to this, you know, keep doing, making great music, you know, don't let the streaming shit deter you from, you know, giving us good quality product, because you too will be on the list in 2030, hopefully.
Yeah, man. fingers crossed. Get rid of, hey, everybody out there that's trying to be, you know, aspiring creative artist, man, like, leave the bullshit behind and you know what I'm saying, in the last decade, and, like, you know, let's start fresh. Let's get it in right now. Definitely. Fuck waiting for the first, man. You got time right now. Fuck it.
Right. And, you know, I guess the purpose of this is whoever's listening to this, including my co-host, the goal should be to make the list of the 2030. Be here making music for a decade. That'll be dope. And maybe we'll be talking about you and have you on the show at the end of the decade if we're still here.
What's up, world? Corey James here. Make sure you check out my new project, Words with Friends, Volume 1, and keep it locked on ASAP with Sean Allen. Get it. How you play me after I cut all my holes for you?
me wishing that I never got involved with you. How you gon' make me an option? Like I ain't had no options, options. How you play me out?
We gon' be here.
If they don't kill us,
we gonna be here. If the beehive don't come get your ass, I don't know. No, I'm good.
If anybody attack me, it's the flea hive. They're not called the beehive. They're called the flea hive.
I'm good.
Because the beehive is in love, and the flea hive is the people who bring terror. Fleas, oh, like dog, man. Flea hive.
Man, they gonna get you, bro.
But anyway, man, we're about to close this out, man. Anything you got to say, Atali?
Happy New Year. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, blessings. Just be grateful, man. Shit, show gratitude every day. And, you know, just don't do it for the gram.
Happy Kwanzaa. Hit me up at Sean Allen Live on every platform.
You can follow me at Atali, A-T-H-A, the number one, I-E, all across the board on all different platforms.
All right, see you guys on the next one.
Peace.